What lessons did you learn, and what knowledge can you pass on to communities and lobby groups who may go through similar difficult policy process?
I think the key outcome of the Basin Plan strategy, and Irrigators Council certainly led it in New South Wales, but there was great support from a whole range of entities in Canberra and in regional areas. The key understanding was this: if you are simply an interest group, you will struggle to achieve cut through in mainstream Australia. We recognised that this issue was a regional one at its very nature, but that political decisions are made in major capital cities. We needed to get the ears of Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane and Adelaide. They needed to see this issue around their lounge room tables at night, and therefore Canberra would listen to what was happening. We couldn't achieve that by ourselves. We needed regional communities involved, and I got to tell you, I was hopeful that we would get a good response from regional communities. I was stunned at the level of support that those communities gave to their irrigators. That's what got us onto the telly in Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide and Brisbane. That's what got us recognised in Canberra. And that's what provided the result which was acceptable.
Knowing what you know now, how might you have dealt that hand differently?
I'm not sure that it would have been played any differently. Obviously, minor parts of a strategy over the course of 5 years could have been done differently. Perhaps our relationship with Penny Wong could have been handled a little bit better. I don't mind saying that she and I did not get on. Mm. And in particular, I think that was because by the time I started dealing with then-Minister Wong, I developed a personal relationship with a lot of these irrigators. These people were my friends and she was targeting them.
How heated were your exchanges with Penny Wong?
I'll be honest with you, she didn't like me and I didn't like her. But I think there was also a recognition on both behalves that we were doing a job. I was paid to do a job, she was paid to do a job, and we didn't need to like each other to get the job done.
It's your final week at the New South Wales Irrigators Council. Why move on?
6.5 years is actually a pretty long time as the head of any representative lobby group. The next phase of the Basin Plan is about to commence. It's time for somebody with some new and some fresh ideas to go about that. The next phase of gas development is about to commence. The next phase of water pricing is about to commence. So the major issues that Irrigators Council exists for are all in something of a transition. It's a pretty good time for somebody else to take over the reins. There's a very good staff at Irrigators Council. There's an outstanding board who are prepared to support the role of the organisation. So I think that it's time not only for the organisation to see a change, but for me to see a change as well, and I'm happy for that to occur.
You're moving into the tobacco industry. What will be your role there?
Well, obviously I was looking for something just a little less controversial than agriculture. Tobacco is it. I will be head of corporate affairs for Imperial Tobacco, one of the major tobacco companies that operates globally as well as in Australia. My career, as it were, my profession is in communications and political lobbying. I don't know a great deal about the tobacco industry, but I'm looking forward to learning, to understanding and to using my communications and political skills to assist Imperial.
I'd imagine it will certainly be a challenge. So what do you hope to achieve in the tobacco industry? Get more people smoking and using tobacco?
I haven't started with Imperial yet, so I'm not entirely sure what their agenda is, so I'd probably better stay away from that.
I would assume that we both know their agenda.
Well, they're a corporate entity. They're listed on the London Stock Exchange, so I presume that their agenda is to satisfy their shareholders.
And how will your experience as a lobbyist for irrigators help you lobby the government, a government that's really starting to take a tough stance against smoking?
Well, when it comes down to it, the Australian government has exceeded just about every regulatory burden anywhere else in the rest of the world when it comes to tobacco. And I imagine that part of Imperial's agenda will be to support sensible regulation and not regulation that simply goes over the top.
Are you a smoker?
No.